This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers, and it is time to play the puzzle. Joining us now is Will Shortz. He is puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you again, Will.
Good morning, Juana.
And Will, I do hear that we have a little correction from last week's puzzle.
Yeah, I asked the listener to name a computer language starting with the letters C and L. And the answer for language given was Linux, which is actually an operating system, not a language. A correct answer could have been Lisp.
All right, Lisp. I will remember that in the future. Will, if you may, remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, think of a familiar two-word phrase meaning to fight. Change the third letter of each word to get two new words that are opposites of each other. What are they? Well, the answer was someone submitted fire away, and you can change the third letters to get fine and awry, which is kind of interesting. Not sure it quite works. The correct answer was wage war, and you can change the third letters to make wane and wax, which are opposites in terms of what the moon does.
All right. Now, we received nearly 700 correct responses, and the winner is Jim Howe from Manlius, New York. Congrats, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, so let us in on your secret. How did you figure that one out?
I was playing around with a lot of words, and I came across war. Playing with that came to wax, and then from wax thought wax and wane of the moon, and got wage war from that.
All right, you're a smarty. What do you do when you are not playing the puzzle along with us?
Well, I work at SUNY Upstate Medical University in the marketing department in Syracuse, next door to Manlius. And when I'm not working, I'm either outdoors or practicing mixed martial arts, working on my next black belt.
Wow, that is impressive. Jim, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Jim. Last Wednesday, February 2, was abbreviated as 2-2-2-2, and the 22nd of this month will be 2-2-2-2. So, I brought a puzzle based on 2. Every answer is a word or name that ends in the syllable 2 in any spelling. For example, if I said a language group of southern Africa, you would say Bantu. So, number 1 is a design made with ink on the skin.
Tattoo.
That's it. A temporary shelter with a slanted roof. It's a hyphenated word.
Lean-to.
Nice.
Good job. A noisy parrot with a decorative crest.
Cockatoo.
Excellent. Unplanned or off the cuff as remarks.
If you didn't plan it, it comes together in this kind of manner.
Exactly. Starts with I. Does that help?
Impromptu.
Impromptu is it. Along with the Tutsi, one of the main ethnic groups in Rwanda.
Hutu.
Excellent. Complete the fill in the blank. In blank. And it means as originally found.
In situ.
Wow.
You got it. A classic 1922 silent horror film.
Nosferatu.
Nice. South Pacific island nation, northeast of Australia.
I'm drawing a blank.
That's tough. And what if I told you it starts with a V? Does that jog any memory?
No, I'm not thinking of it.
Yeah, it's a tiny country, Vanuatu, V-A-N-U-A-T-U.
Oh, okay.
There you go. A town in Mali whose name is sometimes used to designate any remote place.
Timbuktu.
That's it. A boxing combination consisting of a left and a right. It's a hyphenated word.
I should know this one.
It's a pretty basic term. The boxer gives the other the old...
1-2.
There we go.
That's it. And your last one, a social movement whose name starts with a hashtag.
Me too.
Me too. You got it.
All right. Nice work, Jim. How do you feel about that?
Good. It was fun.
Glad you had fun. Jim, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as some puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Hey, Jim, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to 2, WRVO in Oswego and WAER in Syracuse.
Jim Howe from Manlius, New York, thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks very much. It was my pleasure.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, what language in seven letters can be spelled using the letters on three consecutive keys on a telephone? It's a language you would probably recognize, but not one that many people can speak. So again, what language in seven letters can be spelled using the letters on three consecutive keys on a telephone?
All right, so when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Big tip here, do not forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up your phone, you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Juana.